Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and Brennan Summers from Newsend NBC. Happy Monday to you, good sir.
Happy Monday. Did you guys make it through the wind and everything all right?
No, it was. I was a little afraid.
It sounded really scary. My house was like shaking.
Yeah, I was a little afraid too. Our windows were not in a good place. Just shaking.
We were up to like 50 and 60 mile per hour here, but like Buffalo was like near 70. I mean,
that's hurricane
a rough
force,
afternoon
right?
Moving through. So it's a little bit calmer this morning, but around lunchtime we'll have a couple more gusts, but nothing like yesterday. But there was quite, I mean, I feel for the people who, it's just no rhyme or reason. You just bad luck wherever you park your car if you had the windshield.
Yeah.
Think about that.
My brother-in-law, he is a volunteer firefighter in Canandaigua, and he said he got an alert from someone had a tree go through the person's window and into their living room, and there was a big giant hole, and the rain and wind was just coming on in.
Seriously?
Yeah, not great.
Awful.
Certainly.
Oh my God.
That, and then a lot of people lost power. Brennan, do you have an update on that as far as the crews restoring that power?
So they're getting close. At one point, I think statewide between RG&E and NYSEG, it was like 76,000 customers. Mm-hmm. At Monroe, Wayne, and Ontario counties, I think it was like a little more than 20,000. But most of those have been repaired. But they're out there, so they're working on the lights. The issue is, as we heard from some of the power crews, like whenever you have wind gusts of like up to 40, they can't put the bucket trucks up safely. That's why it takes a little bit more time getting out and about, but
jeez.
God bless them out there fixing everything. And it we spoke to one man who said he was sitting at home and he was watching the ending of that incredible Bills game yesterday, and the power went out just before the finish.
No, so
he missed all of this with the Hail Mary and everything.
Well, I mean, as a Bills fan, maybe that's for the best. I mean,
I know that was his view after that. So that was timing. People were streaming
Twitter,
on their phone and everything.
You can't even be, but like really, you can't be mad about that. That's just an incredible play. I mean, I don't know what you do.
It was just, I mean, it's one in like 100 chance of throwing that up there and getting it. The tough thing is that the Bills don't play this weekend, so you got 2 weeks to sit around and think about this.
That could be good, though. That could be good. It's going to make them mad, and then they're going to come back out refreshed and ready to smash some skulls. So there's that. Brennan, before we move on at all, with certainly a ton of news to get to, I do need to ask you this question. I saw you weigh in on Twitter. Is Thanksgiving Eve a holiday, or would you say that's a big no?
Thanksgiving Eve is not a holiday.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to go.
Just because you and all your college and high school buddies all happen to be back in the same place doesn't make it a holiday.
Right.
It's just kind of unspoken. We all know what happens on the Wednesday night when everyone's back in town. But no, it's breezy.
I just think it's
if you want to go away, I'll keep talking to Corey. That's fine.
I just think it's disrespectful. Like
is it?
We have New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve,
sure.
But Thanksgiving Eve can't be a holiday, even though it's literally the biggest drinking night of the year.
Do you ever
seriously?
Do you ever get Thanksgiving Eve off from work?
I would have taken it this year if things were going to be normal.
Not the same. Not the same. Is it a paid
there
holiday?
There's a difference between like bringing in the new year, going to get communion on Christmas Eve night, and then just getting smashed with all of your mm-hmm. college friends, like at a bar. So, by the way, it's certainly not a holiday this year.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't go
not.
Out.
No,
yeah.
It's not.
However, Brennan.
R.I.P. Thanksgiving Eve.
Brennan, I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this really wasn't your kind of thing anyway.
You hate people, go, so.
Doesn't hate
I mean, back like in college with all the days that no one can remember, like it was a big deal. Like you go back and it's, you grow up in high school and maybe like I wasn't a partier in high school and everything, but college was a little bit of a different story. And as you go back and you hang out with people, I mean, it was fun. It was like because you didn't have to wait like 10 years for your high school reunion
right.
to go back. And
exactly.
It was a one time everyone was back in town.
It was a once a year type of thing that was more than enough for me.
Do you know when this took a turn for me? And I think as you get a little older. Yeah, I used to love going out on Thanksgiving Eve. I never called it a holiday, but I used to love going out. Do you know what when it took a turn? It's when the hangovers got so bad they impacted the meal the next day. I couldn't have it at that. I had to cut myself off because as food motivated as I am, I was not letting anything stand in my way of gorging myself.
And that's on self-control, so I don't really know what to tell you with that. It's just complete utter devastation. Like, I don't know. I've never experienced it any other way, so this is going to be...
Being hungover?
No. No, well, just going out.
Yeah, oh, okay, got it.
But here's the thing
about
it.
Well, now you're going to. Now this year you're going to.
I haven't been going out at all. I'm a responsible human, despite what others
do. You went to an election night party.
Okay.
Wow.
Brennan.
Called out.
Pipe down. There was like 10 people there.
Brennan with the live fact check.
It was under the legal gathering as we sit here right now.
Yes, but you still can't say you haven't been going out.
I have not been going out to bars.
Okay.
I have a friend that just went out to a bar, contracted COVID.
Okay.
I mean, like, listen, this thing is spreading.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bars. I'm not going all crazy.
It's a good idea. It's a good
I'm not,
idea.
Like, swinging around stripper poles or anything like that. Like I do.
You do live close to one now.
I do.
All right. Let's before this devolves even worse, let's jump into some of the big stories here.
Wait.
What? Oh God. What?
Sorry. Before we get into the news,
we're gonna devolve more, aren't we?
Brennan.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Death by peanut butter. This is a
God.
Good question that I need for you to research.
Not.
How many people die of choking on gobs of peanut butter a year, non-allergy related?
Breezy is convinced that quote, eating peanut butter is dangerous.
It is dangerous.
No one has died from that. No adult.
I think it just makes it harder to talk. I don't know. If it's...
Breathe too. Windpipe.
Okay.
Listen, if you want to email me, good question at WHQ.com, I'll put it in the Rolodex. And like I tell everyone, I'll eventually get to it.
Yeah, I'll get to that around 2023 when there's less important things. happening,
hopefully. Fine. I'll
all right.
do my own research.
Let's jump into some of the biggest stories happening here, aside from that crazy weather yesterday. Where are we, speaking of coronavirus, where are we at here in Monroe County? I had a glimmer of hope when I saw that the numbers on Saturday that were reported were like 161. Like, it's not great still, but I thought, oh, maybe we're coming down from Election Day and Halloween parties. Not the case.
No.
Yeah, and that's what we're looking at. So, it didn't drop off, like, significantly. So, the positivity rate is 4.7%, which, I mean, that's 400 times as low as it was during the summer. So, we've actually passed 10,000 confirmed cases in Monroe County. So, that's kind of another grim milestone. And the latest health department report was 260 patients. So, still up around that 200 to 300 range of this new peak that we're dealing with. And we'll have to see. I know that we've all traced back. It's been 2 weeks since Halloween. We'll see if it's – was Halloween like just the outlier like we saw with Labor Day, the 4th of July, and Memorial Day? Or is it like what we've just started been doing as a society over the past couple of weeks of letting up a little bit?
With the fatigue
to see
and all that.
What happened.
Right.
Yeah, because, I mean – we may see a dip, and then we're going to turn around, and we're going to have Thanksgiving next Thursday, and everyone traveling, still doing things, and getting together, and we'll see how the situation progresses in December.
Mm-hmm.
But with all the COVID talk and the cases rising, the second virus vaccine shows overwhelming success in U.S. tests currently.
I saw this. This was the Moderna one, the news that came out this morning. So I think its effectiveness was it was above. Around 95% or
94 and change, Brennan.
94, yeah. So right there. So that news came out today, and this is, I mean, we're dealing with so much bad when it comes to this COVID crisis, but we have started off the past 2 weeks with news of vaccine candidate breakthroughs. We had Pfizer last week, which part of that is tested here in Rochester. Moderna today, and now it's, you've got some of the head of Department of Health and Human Services saw an interview this morning, as well as Dr. Fauci, as they were making the rounds on the network morning show, saying we're going to have like millions ready possibly by the end of the year to get out to nursing people in nursing homes, to first responders, to healthcare workers, which they would be the priority first, and then work it on out. But this is, I mean, it's one thing to get, like, we've been looking at, maybe you can get one that's 70 or 80% effective, but up into the high 90s, you're looking at the end of next year, this being a very real thing of trying to get some type of herd immunity, is that phrase, but going a different way to get it with a vaccine and hopefully eradicating it. To an extent.
Brennan, I don't know if you know this or not, but with the Pfizer vaccine, one of the big drawbacks of it is it's fantastic that it's 90%, but it needs to be kept at this insanely cold temperature. Do we know if the Moderna one is the same? Does it need to be kept so cold?
From what I saw, I think it was just when I was reading the quick reports, I don't think so. And I think that was a big hurdle when you're looking at the Pfizer one, like who's investing in the infrastructure. I mean, you got to ship it.
Yeah.
I've seen stories done with airliners and like freight companies of,
well, transporting
all dry ice
and storage.
To do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
and storage at like sub zero. And that's, I haven't seen the details of the Moderna one, but we'll have to see how it would work in doses. Like Pfizer, you would get one dose and then about 3 weeks later, you get the second half of it. So it's about a 28-day cycle to get it.
Okay.
And then we'll be looking at, I mean, these are in the final stages of the trial. Then they'll come up with, okay, how long will this last? Are we looking at, you know, 6 to 10 months of like what we get with a flu season vaccine, and then you get it again the next year? I haven't seen anything of that looking like a tetanus shot where you're good for a decade.
I don't think we know enough about the virus yet, right? Because will it be like the flu where it comes back in different strands and different forms? Or will it be, say, like measles, right, where it's just a one and done? Yeah. So I guess,
yeah, and this is COVID-19 is COVID-19 because it came last year, and that's when they identified it. And there have been different types of coronaviruses, MARS and SARS, different things we've had to, MERS and SARS, the ones that we've had to live with. So it's, we'll see and how they handle it, but at least they've got a framework with this one.
Brennan Summers, who News 10 NBC, on with us this morning. Brennan, if we're going to talk vaccine, I think we got to talk about what happened on Friday where President Trump finally spoke. I think this was the first time publicly since the election. I'm going to use quote-unquote results because we're still waiting, I guess, and certainly he does not believe what the results are saying. But he did speak out about the vaccine. And
he's coming for us.
Specifically called out New York State and even more specifically Governor Cuomo.
And this is because, going back, Governor Cuomo said, whoa, 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 before we get the vaccine, not just the candidates getting tested, whenever it's done, he wants to have his state team review them, make sure it's safe in their view and that it's worked before it's given out to New Yorkers. And President Trump is taking that as saying, you don't think it's good enough because we're doing it. Well, you know what? You may be last in line, or we may hold it a little bit if you're doing that. And then we're hearing that there could be threats to sue over this, of releasing it on time, coming from the Cuomo side. So this is just, I think it's just the back and forth between
the latest two of
those.
Latest posturing.
Yeah.
Do you think this is because Cuomo went on a different radio show and said that if Trump wasn't the president, he would have punched him in the face?
They've had like face-to-face meetings during all of this too.
Yeah.
And it's, one can't get by without the other. Like, you know, Cuomo wants more federal aid. He was hoping to maybe get that through President-elect Joe Biden and the new administration. Maybe we'll see that. And President Trump has this history with Governor Cuomo of, you know, doesn't like getting called out on different things. And President Trump has hit at him multiple times on Twitter saying New York failed the whole time during this response, let everyone down.
Right.
So it's kind of,
thing,
I think, like you said, kind of the posturing going on.
Mm. I'm glad we're caught in the middle. It's great for us.
Yeah. They definitely have beef. Like, high schoolers, I don't really know what's happening.
Quite honestly, a celebrity boxing match would raise a ton of money. I would pay to see that. Just going to throw it out there.
Listen, I think the vaccine, whenever it's here, whatever vaccine, it'll get rolled out.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be the same just about everywhere. And we did get a list of pharmacies on Friday that the feds are kind of partnering with. And it's just about everyone in town, like Wegmans, Tops, Walmart, CVS,
sure,
Rite Aid, Walgreens. So they are all going to be in line here in New York to get that whenever it's here.
But it's also kind of ironic because a lot of the vaccines are being researched here in New York. So
right.
Yeah, and here, like the most promising one last week before the news today is at U of R. Yeah.
Right. So that's cute. We have a lot of parents with a lot of feelings when it comes to testing your children in schools. It's a very touchy subject for a lot of people. But we're getting some news on that and essentially a layout of how testing would continue, if it even has to continue, and what that looks like.
Yeah, this is kind of a test out option, you could kind of phrase it, for schools. So what we knew is, because most of Monroe County is in a yellow zone, that you have schools that would have to, week to week, test a different 20% population of students and teachers. And this is, we got all the reaction. I know you guys heard a ton about it on your show last week. People texting in. So we got some clarification from Cuomo and the state health department yesterday. And they basically said, because everyone said school's not the problem, so why are we making the kids as this pool of people getting tested? They've said that if you're a school in a yellow zone and you do just one round of the testing and it comes back with your rate of this infection is lower than the surrounding community, we know you're not the super spreader and you don't have to keep on testing week to week. So we could be looking, in theory, some districts having to do it one time, and then we'll figure out where we go from Thanksgiving and on. But on the other hand, if you do testing and your school happens to have a higher rate than what you're seeing, or about on the same level, you would keep that going week to week. And again, this is 15,000 tests for students and teachers that we're looking at from Monroe County.
Yeah, I did see Dr. Michael Mendoza, the public health commissioner of Monroe County, actually did have a video of himself administering that test. And it is important, again, to point out, it is not that deep nasal one that Breezy, you,
right,
one of the ones that you had, where it was very uncomfortable. Didn't look too bad. He didn't wince. He didn't cringe. Didn't seem too awful.
Yeah, and it's just a quick swab, and then you turn around, and he sat there, and you wait for the results to show up on this little card.
In 15 minutes, yeah.
Put everything down. Yeah, it comes right up. And all these superintendents, like, we know the schools are getting the test now because we've seen that image. We've seen superintendents posting their own videos, and they're just trying to convince everyone, listen, we have to do this, again, at least once, at least this week for sure. So here's how it's going to work. And remember, parents, you have the option that you are opting in or opting out of having this done.
It's going to be interesting, very interesting, from a data sense of what we find out, right? And it certainly, again, there's many parents out there, they don't want their kids being treated like guinea pigs, and I certainly get that. But if we're speaking strictly from a data sense, it's going to be interesting because it's either going to tell us that, yeah, actually kids aren't really getting this so much, and it's not really being transmitted in schools. Which wouldn't that give credence to that our schools are safe, right? And then there's the opposite of it. Could be go the other way too as well, obviously.
Yeah, I think what we've seen, and you heard this whenever you've spoken with Dr. Mendoza, is that we haven't seen like a lot of symptomatic cases in schools, like of knowing that you need to close it down. So what we'll see when they start testing these pools of kids and teachers is that everything's fine and they're not the super spreaders that we're thinking. Or maybe in some cases you have a lot of asymptomatic people walking around these campuses, and that's what you worry about spreading it in the rest of the community. And it's we'll have to look at the numbers when they start to come in and what they release to see how it balances out, to see if it just kind of needs some more context and perspective added to it.
For sure.
Brennan, Corey,
no,
one question before we let you go here. Do you know where you can get rapid tests for COVID-19?
I have gotten it at if you go to Walgreens, which, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not plugging one side or the other because I just got tested the other day at CVS,
right,
but that's a 2 to 5 day turnaround. Walgreens has rapid testing and also the PCR test, which is, those are the ones that get sent off to the lab, take a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it's the tough thing with that, and you can go to Walgreens, get on their site, and you fill in your information. And I think there are 4 locations, one's in Webster, the others are right around the city.
Mm-hmm.
They don't all offer rapid, and it's tough to find a date. I mean, they book 3 days out, and it's almost like trying to get the cheapest flight in the middle of the night. You just have to keep refreshing.
Right.
Yeah, but I've gotten results from there from 30 minutes to 5 hours. I mean, it's not 15 minutes, but it's much quicker than sitting around for 4 days and waiting for something else.
That makes sense.
But again, not every test, depending on where you go. The Walgreens is free, but some places, depending on your insurance, you might have to pay something. You don't have to pay anything at the state site, which is all the way up through the nose, the longer one.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
Sense.
Brennan Summers from News at NBC. One more question before we get going here.
Yeah.
I know. We
just
got
one more.
Covered
oh,
a lot.
Oh, wait, there's more.
There's always one more question. Brennan, seeing Wegmans, good God, getting ahead of the hoarding behavior that we saw early on in the pandemic and adding more limits to some products.
Yeah, I did want to say this to weigh in because you put it savage or sensible. Can you buy these products, which the latest ones, napkins and tissues, take them to your car and then go back in and pretend to be a new customer? Like, that's savage.
Ooh.
At the very least. At the very least, go to a different store, I think.
Okay.
That's
what I would say. And it's, and we'll have to see if it's the huge run on toilet paper like we saw earlier in the summer and the spring where there were lines everywhere. But,
well,
I mean, I've been out and about at different pharmacies and stuff. Like, they've got wipes, disinfectant, different things like that. But these are two more items added to Wegmans.
List. Yeah. After Breezy earlier talked about having to use coffee filters the last time, I think there might be some people that going to get some today. So if, there's a run on it. That's kind of our bad.
We really did for 2 weeks, yeah. So it's fine.
Oh, boy.
Not reusable filters, right?
No.
God, all right.
It wasn't comfy. That of sandpaper, I should say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, sounds good. Brendan Summers.
He's like, can I go?
Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Bye. See ya.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!